We've been checking in with some well-loved authors in the state about what they've been reading and how they've been spending their time during this pandemic.
Chloe Benjamin, the author of two novels, Anatomy of Dreams and The Immortalist, joins us now. She lives in Madison.
And we want to hear from you. Call 800-642-1234. What have you been reading lately? Have you been returning to previous favorites or enjoying something new and unexpected? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Chloe Benjamin joins us now. Chloe, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here.
Well, I've been perusing, I should say, your reading list from the last couple of years. You read a lot, even in a normal year. Has 2020, though, been a time to hunker down and do even more reading maybe than usual for you?
I think it has. You know, 2020 has been this bizarre mixed experience for those of us who are lucky enough to work from home, in that you both have more time and you're incredibly distracted. So I think reading has been a really important way for me to kind of imaginatively escape for a few hours from our world, but also to engage with our world.
Before we dig into some of your reading lists, I know a lot of people have found a variety of hobbies to get into this year. Have you done some of that outside of reading?
Well, I'm a huge knitter. So I have been knitting up a storm, although I do that every year. And I also have taken up dance. There's a virtual dance teacher who I subscribe to. Her name is Melody, and the company is Melody Dance Fit. I swear this is not sponsored. But she has just such a fantastic attitude about, it's not about the steps. Don't worry about that. Shed stress. Have fun. Release something. And I've found moving my body and being in my body to be really healing this year.
I've asked a couple other writers about this. How is it affecting you as a writer during this pandemic year? The answers I've gotten from some other writers have been mixed. There are ups and downsides here. What's been your experience?
Well, I've had an interesting one. The book that I started working on after The Immortalists, I began in 2016, but early in the year prior to the presidential election. And I'm pretty tight-lipped about my projects because I don't like to talk about them until I know I can pull them off. But I will say that that one was an alternate history that ended in 2020, or would end in 2020. And I did not expect so much about 2020. And it really has thrown me, because I was struggling to write essentially an alternate history in real time in circumstances that I certainly haven't processed yet. And I don't think any of us have. So I actually set that novel in a drawer, as we call it, and I started working on something else. And it is super scary. I feel a lot of grief about setting that book aside, since it has been my life for the past 4 years. But I'm also trying to go with inspiration and accept that, you know, my writing life and my output is going to change because of what we're going through.
We're talking to novelist Chloe Benjamin, based in Madison. She's here to share some reading suggestions for the time of pandemic. And you can join in with your own suggestions. What have you been turning to in 2020? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Chloe, just looking at your list overall, a lot of variety, new books, old books, heavy books, lighter reads. Is that key to your reading success, having just a nice mix?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I read a lot of contemporary fiction because that's the genre that I'm writing in, or contemporary literary fiction. And I want to support other writers and, you know what's coming out at the moment. But it's also important for me to not lose track of, you know, books that I've been meaning to read but haven't yet. So, for instance, I read Love in the Time of Cholera by Gabriel Garcia Marquez this year, and it was the first time I had read him, and I had just felt terribly remiss about that for a long time. So I try to mix it up and sort of play.
I have a problem sometimes with that kind of should reads, books that I somehow have made it to this point and never read. And I don't know, it almost feels like it's a chore to do it. Did you find it, or did you get into it and find it to be enjoyable to read?
I did get into it, but I always feel that people should feel free to stop reading a book if they are not enjoying it, because there are just too many books to read in the world. So I tend to give myself 50 pages. And if it's just not hitting for me, then I say my attention can be better devoted to something else, and I'm just not the right reader. So let go of the guilt. That's what I say.
All right, well, let's start naming some more names now. I'm looking at your list. I should start with Ann Patchett and The Dutch House. She came on for a similar conversation around the time The Dutch House came out. Talk about Ann Patchett and The Dutch House on your list.
Oh, yeah. Well, The Dutch House, I read very early this year, and Ann Patchett is just wonderful. I think she has such a beautiful style and psychological acuity, and I love sibling stories. I love family stories, so that book was really a treat to dive into.
Who are some of the other authors coming out with books this year, or at least pretty fresh, 2019, who you've read and are recommending to people?
Well, one book that I am currently reading is a novel called Catherine House. This is by a debut writer named Elizabeth Thomas. And it's a fun escapist read because it's really a delicious gothic novel. And it follows a young woman who goes to a secretive 3-year quasi-college in which students are not allowed to leave the gates, and questionable scientific research may be going on. So it's really diverse, and it brings a modern sensibility to the genre. Good for cozy November 2020. What month are we in? Good
sure.
For cozy November evenings.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. We've got Teresa with us in Bayview. Teresa, hi.
Hi. I just want to congratulate you, Chloe. Your story, The Immortalist, is amazing. And I love that you are in Madison, my alma mater. But your detail is just phenomenal from coming from the West Coast.
Yeah. Did you want to ask for any recommendations from Chloe, Teresa?
Yes. Anything that you would recommend that's somewhat similar to that book, I would love to get into.
All right, Teresa.
Oh.
Thanks, Chloe. Teresa likes Chloe Benjamin. Who would you point her toward?
Well, Teresa, thank you so much. I'm incredibly touched by your kind words and thrilled that the novel resonated with you. I actually have a great list of books that I kind of see as sister books to The Immortalist. Some I read before I wrote it and some I read afterward. But here's just a few. The Interestings by Meg Wolitzer is about a group of kids who grow up wanting to be artists, and it follows them over many decades. Rebecca Mackay's The Great Believers is an incredible epic that has to do with the AIDS epidemic, and I just thought it was marvelous. Pachinko by Minjin Lee is a family story that is set over multiple generations. And all of these books have a lot of heart and beautiful prose, so I hope you like them.
Thanks so much for that call, Teresa, at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Peter now with us in Viroqua. Peter, hi.
Hi. I'm sorry, Chloe, that I haven't read you, but hearing you speak makes me want to. So I'm going to, your book is what, The Immortals?
The Immortalists.
Yeah. So I'll look that one up and dig into it. But I wanted to mention that one of the just blessings of being a parent when my children got older, I have two sons, 19 and 16, and my oldest son recommended Patrick Rothfuss, The Name of the Wind, and then the sequel, The Wise Man's Fear. And I was sort of reticent to read them, and, one's like 670 pages and the other's like 1,000 or whatever, and I got into them, and thanks to my son, I just had this amazing read, and this is another Wisconsin author. So thanks for being on the show, and I'll look forward to reading your book.
Peter, thanks a lot for the call. Peter recommending Wisconsin's own Patrick Rothfuss. Do you find yourself seeking out, Chloe, people who are local to the area or to the state?
Well, that's always just a wonderful bonus. I think, you know, Wisconsin has a really incredible arts community, and Madison, where I did my MFA, has so many wonderful writers who live in town. So now, of course, that I'm on the spot, my mind is blanking. But actually, I can tell you one book that I absolutely loved was written by Judith Clare Mitchell. She was actually my graduate school mentor, and she's also an incredible writer. And this book follows three sisters who are writing a joint suicide note on the last day of the 20th century. And it's funny. Wow. So you might not think so, but that's a really fantastic one.
Peter, thanks for calling in. We're talking to author Chloe Benjamin, Madison-based author of The Anatomy of Dreams and The Immortalists. We're sharing some great book recommendations.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for Chloe? What have you been reading lately? Maybe you've got some things on your list or want some additional recommendations. Give us a call, 800-642-1234.
You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.
Listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network, I'm Keely Boltina.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now we're picking up the conversation with Madison-based author Chloe Benjamin. She's the author of the novels Anatomy of Dreams and The Immortalists.
And we want to hear from you. The number to call is 800-642-1234. What's on your reading list for the rest of 2020? Tell us what you're reading or something you've enjoyed so far. You can do that at 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Let's go back to our callers now. Sandy is with us in New Berlin. Sandy, hi.
Hi. I'm calling about a book that I just finished yesterday that I was so thrilled that I had read. It's by Isabel Wilkerson. She wrote The Warmth of Other Suns, The Great Migration, you know, and kind of taught the whole country about what that was. I think she won a Pulitzer for that, but I could be wrong. Anyway, so this her new book is Cast. C-A-S-T-E. And it is, I'm looking at the cover here now, The Origins of Our Discontent. So she explains, what she really does is explain how our culture and our society is organized. And it's a very hard thing to see when you're in the middle of it. But she is such a good writer and just makes it a pleasure to read. And she does it in all different ways. She does personal narrative. She does essays. She does research reporting. It's just excellent.
Thank you so much for the suggestion. I appreciate it. Do you have, Chloe, a nonfiction or essay on your radar?
Ooh, I do. I am currently reading Underland by Robert McFarlane, and it's essentially a book about underground spaces. So there's a section on the catacombs in Paris. There's a section on sea caves, on a mine, a former mine in South Dakota, in which scientists are trying to find cosmic particles. So it's really fascinating, and I would highly recommend it to anyone this year.
Thanks again, Sandy, for that call at 800-642-1234. I want to get to some more frequently appearing names on your reading list. Tana French, I see you've got a 2020 book, The Witch Elm, but if I scroll down into your reading history, she pops up a lot. Tell us about her.
Yeah, I do love Tana French. So she is a crime writer, and she lives in Ireland. I believe that she's actually American, but she writes beautiful crime novels that are set in Ireland. And, you know, being a writer, I love a good plot, but the language also has to be there for me to truly become attached to a book. And she's just a beautiful writer and a brilliant plotter. And her books focus on a squad of detectives in what it's called the Dublin Murder Squad. And so each book takes place from the perspective of a different person on the squad. So it's a lot of fun to see how those relationships play out as well.
And I'll say I read one of her books set in Dublin, as you say, and I'm not always a crime and police procedural kind of reader. And I really liked it. She does have a way with telling the story beyond just the plot, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then who else? Let's see. How about rereading? I know I think some of your books you go back and reread from time to time. What does it take for a book to get a second look from you?
You know, that's a great question. And I think in part it comes down to atmosphere. If I'm going to read a book for a second or third time, it's because I want to live in that world. So some of the books that I reread are actually ones that inspired me as a young person. I've been rereading the Harry Potter series, but also one of my favorite books of all time or series of all time is Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials trilogy. I read that when I was 13 for the first time, and it still impacts me just as much today. It's about consciousness and religion and the cosmos and knowledge. And it's they're the kind of young adult books that translate just as powerfully to adults. So I've been rereading those books in anticipation of his new trilogy, which also takes place in the same universe. So for any fantasy lovers, Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials and the new trilogy, The Book of Dust, is just fantastic.
I'm sometimes a little nervous to go back to a cherished childhood read memory in case it doesn't hold up and it kind of ruins it for me. Sounds like that's not the experience you've had, at least with that series.
No, you know, and I think that's when you really know that a book is truly special to you. Another book actually that I reread this year was A Wrinkle in Time. And I bet a lot of readers will recognize that when it was published in the 60s. And it speaks just as powerfully to me today as, you know, it did in its time. So that's, again, you know, a young adult book, but one that I think really transcends age and all kinds of other boundaries.
We are talking to Madison-based novelist Chloe Benjamin, author of Anatomy of Dreams and The Immortalist. She's sharing some great reading suggestions for us for a pandemic time or any other time. Still time for you to sneak in your own recommendation at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can find some good recommendations from our listeners while you're over there. Another name on your list, I've read some of her older books, not her newest ones, I think, Emily St. John Mandel.
Oh, yeah. I love her writing. So she's best known for Station 11, which came out in 2014, but that was actually her fourth book. And I love her story because it reminds me a little bit of mine in that my first book was what we call a quieter publication. It didn't reach as wide of an audience as my second book. And so I kind of feel a kinship when authors have a book that reaches that wide audience, but not their debut. But beyond that, I just find her to be somebody whose language is absolutely beautiful. And her plotting is also brilliant. Her first three books are actually kind of in the noir category. And then Station 11 and her most recent book, The Glass Hotel, move into kind of literary fiction with a speculative component.
Yeah, what's up? What's The Glass Hotel about? I'm interested in reading it. I have not checked it out myself because I really enjoyed Station 11 and then went back and read some of her earlier ones.
So The Glass Hotel is essentially about a young woman who kind of becomes a drifter, takes on a number of different jobs and kind of moves through a sort of underworld and then meets a very very wealthy man who turns out to be running a Ponzi scheme. And this is not giving away anything because I'm pretty sure this is on the jacket of the book, but it essentially moves back and forth in time through their relationship before, during, and after the collapse of the scheme. So it has a lot to do with money, which I think literary fiction doesn't talk about enough, or people don't write it about enough. But she just brings her just a real humanity and compassion to everybody that she writes, even if the characters are doing terrible things.
Now, here's one on your list this year that's kind of a kid doing his own thing here. George Bernard Shaw, Saint Joan, his take on the Joan of Arc tale. How did that one find its way into your list this year?
You know, I read that for research for the book that I had been working on that I set aside, but I'm still glad that I did because it was a great read. And a fun personal connection is that my mom, who is a stage actor, actually played Joan of Arc when she was young. And so I was able to ask her about her experience of that show. And one thing that she told me is that she would rehearse bound and so that she had the experience of imprisonment in her body. So so that was just a really neat layer as I was reading that play.
Now, what is on your stack, your to-read stack? You probably can't recommend quite yet, but you're excited to crack open when you're done with your current reads.
Yeah. You know, there's a book that I would actually wanted to bring up because it's called The Power of Ritual, Turning Everyday Activities into Soulful Practices. It's by Casper Terkile, who is a Harvard Divinity School fellow, and he's also a co-host of a podcast called Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. And the idea behind this book is turning, you know, these everyday actions like walking the dog or pouring yourself a cup of coffee or smelling a scent can be made sacred and can connect you to a spirituality that doesn't have to rely on an organized religion or a church. And I don't think it's a book that pushes away those things, but it just imagines a kind of sacredness of the everyday. And I think that just really resonated with me during this time when we feel pretty isolated. Many of us are in our homes. So I'm really looking forward to reading that.
That sounds like a great book for this time and a good place to leave it. Chloe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
That was Chloe Benjamin, author of two novels, Anatomy of Dreams and The Immortalists. She lives in Madison, and she joined us to talk about what she's been reading during the pandemic. And you can keep sharing your own book recommendations. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page.